The president of Ghana has said his country is not able to send troops to oust the leader of Ivory Coast, who is unwilling to cede office after losing a presidential election. The announcement could complicate a move by a regional bloc of 15 nations in West Africa to mount a military intervention in order to allow the internationally recognized winner of the election, Alassane Ouattara, to assume his functions. He and his staff are barricaded inside a hotel, his exits blocked by soldiers loyal to the incumbent Laurent Gbagbo. Meanwhile, the Red Cross is continuing to help thousands displaced by recent clashes in Dukwe in the east of the country, a Catholic mission in the area. Lydia O'Kane spoke to the ICRC spokesperson, Kelnor Pangloun, based in Ivory Coast commercial capital, Abidjan, about their work.
Obviously, at the moment, the situation is still politically tense, but the humanitarian situation, which is the focus of the ICRC, of us, of the International Committee of the Red Cross, is relatively calm. I mean, we don't have violence-free protests at the moment, and the situation even in the west, in Dukwe, has calmed very much. So things are a little bit, say, much calmer at the moment, right here in Cote d'Ivoire.
Now, the situation, obviously people have been injured in clashes and there are also people displaced. What can you tell us about that?
Mainly in the west, in the place called Dukwe, it's near the border to Liberia. It was a clash which, started on the 3rd of January on Monday. And it provoked a huge displacement of people to a Catholic mission, which is also in Dukwe. Where people already were assembled previously from December onwards. And after that, in January, when this clash in Dukwe itself happened, more people were displaced, more people sought refugee in this Catholic mission. At the same time, the Red Cross, the Ivorian Red Cross, so the local committee of the Red Cross, the volunteers, first aid responders, had to evacuate and treat people on the spot in the hospital. They had to treat almost 80 people in total.